Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to start, Dustin, out in Berea yesterday. Kind of a feel good. Everybody seems to be feeling good out there, as they should, I guess. You know, hey, it's getting ready for the football season. You want to put last year behind you. You've got an elite quarterback who seemingly has done everything in his power to make sure that everybody is happy and go lucky. And I mean, the praise just continues to roll in for Deshaun Watson, whoever it might be, whether it's Anthony Walker, whether it's Nick Chubb, Nick Harris, the new center who will be replacing J.C. Treader. He gets a hug from him before they line up from the drill. So I think right now everybody is feeling very, very good out in Berea with the talent and just getting to know everybody. One guy was, tell me if this is the correct word to use, conspicuously absent.
Conspicuously absent. Okay, that's a good way to put it.
David Njoku, the Browns tight end, who is basically looking for a contract, and as we know, you know, Mary Kay's talked about it. Daryl's talked about it, that they are in conversations to extend David Njoku. He's playing on the franchise tag right now. But we were talking a little bit before the show, and does it seem odd? I'll ask you, does it seem odd, Dustin, that David Njoku playing on the franchise tag, and we did confirm that. He went to the Bahamas. He was on that Bahamas trip, so where they had fun, but they also got some work in. Are you surprised that David Njoku was not on the field? It's voluntary. This isn't mandatory minicamp yet, but voluntary OTAs. Were you surprised that David Njoku did not take part in team activities?
I was. Because what's the point of him not being there? You know, is there value in him not coming to this? And he just went over the weekend to the Bahamas.
Right.
To throw and catch and do all these things with Deshaun Watson. You know, like, I know that this guy is in line to get a new contract, which I think is way overpriced. But it is a lot that's not here.
So would you... So you don't necessarily... You're saying that you don't think they should extend David Njoku?
I would personally just play him on the franchise tag for this year and see what happens. You know, people have been saying, like, well, let's pay now because he's going to have this great season. It's going to be a value play. Trust me, it's going to be a value play. Like, based on what? The upside? It's all been upside with Njoku since he was drafted 5 years ago.
You're right. He is a guy, though, that, you know, he's 25 years old, and this is a guy that we all well know that when he came out of Miami, he was extremely raw. He had barely played the position at Miami. And then I think, you know, we've seen him, and this is where the frustration goes along with the excitement with David Njoku, because he's a ridiculously talented athlete. So he'll make these crazy catches. He'll jump, you know, 15 feet in the air, but then a simple, you know, pitch and catch over the middle, and it goes right through his hands, and, you know, you got to punt because that was for a first down. So, but I think I'm in the category of...
Ben Roethlisberger? Sorry.
I'm sorry, what was
that?
No,
it's a long time old school joke on the show. but kind of put him in the category of a Ben Roethlisberger. Just continue. Sorry.
That's all right.
I thought you listened to the show.
Well, I mean, I've heard of the ending. I always heard it, but I didn't know the cat. I'd put him in the category of a guy that, you know, I think you do want to pay, and maybe you do overpay a little bit, but I'm not saying he has a monster season this year, but I think David Njoku could very well be at one of the elite tight ends in football. I'm not saying he's, you know, Travis Kelce. I'm not saying he's going to be the, you know, the kid out of Atlanta that's with the Falcons right now out of Florida. But I think David Njoku, with the right system, with the right quarterback, and it just never seemed to materialize with Baker. And part of that I'm going to put on Kevin Stefanski. I think David Njoku could end up being a vital piece. Now, someone might say, well, yeah, okay, but that's why you drafted Harrison Bryant, the Mackey Award winner. And, you know, he could also have. At this point, we're talking about a wide receiver room. We're talking about offensive weapons that you need to get better and you need to augment a little bit. And I think, hey, if in the process of trying to do that, maybe they still will go out and land a Will Fuller or whoever. You've got two tight ends that I think are very, very, very athletic, but one in David Njoku. Yes, frustrating, but he could end up being a big, big part of what the Browns do. So I guess I can see.
Could, if, when, maybe. That's all it is with David Njoku.
Yeah, but that's what Andrew Berry's job is, to project and say, well, I don't want to have to. If I can get him at a lower rate right now.
It's not really a lower rate, though. I mean, we're going to pay him top five tight end money for a guy who caught 500 yards last year.
Well, how much guaranteed is he going to get? I mean, which is always the... I mean, I had heard that the guaranteed money was kind of right in line. I mean, that's just... Look, we're in a day and age right now, and certainly with the way contracts are going, Dustin, not just at the quarterback position, the wide receiver position. I mean, everything is exploding.
Sure.
So I think it's one of those... I understand what you're saying. Like, has he earned it? Like, no. I don't think he's earned it. But a lot of guys, you are, let's face it, how many times, especially in the NBA, well, we're drafting this guy because his upside is so high. You know, he didn't play much in college. We don't have much to go on. His upside is so high. I feel like with David Njoku, a guy, and yeah, he should be improving more than he has already to this point, but I'm going to put some of that on the offense. I'm going to put some of that on, you know, all of the changes, and then you had your quarterback injured last year and all of that. So I'm okay with Dave. I'm not okay with him not being there. Like, okay. I just don't. And the only thing I can think of is his agent, is this his agent saying, you know, hey, you just hang tight until we get this thing worked out. But if you already went to the Bahamas and you're working out there, I would think you'd want to be with your teammates. Like, that's the sentiment. That's what we felt yesterday out in Berea with whoever you talked to.
Right.
Was that everybody is just feeling good. They're happy to be back. They're happy to be with their teammates. Certainly Deshaun Watson, they love catching balls from him. So why wouldn't David Njoku
want to be a part of this?
Right. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. 216-578-0092. I feel like David Njoku, Dustin, is a very... I mean, you and I are kind of differing a little bit on how we feel about him. I feel like David Njoku is a polarizing guy, at least not right now in terms of this contract. Like, are there some of you out there, 216-578-0092, that don't... you know what? Take it or leave it. I don't want to give him any kind of a big contract right now. Let's have him go out and prove it on the franchise tag. Or is this one of those... Hey, if I'm Andrew Berry, and this is what Andrew Berry, I think, is thinking, I'm going to get ahead of it a little bit here. I think this guy is going to be an incredible talent, and we're gonna pay him as such. I mean, this could end up really biting him in the rear end.
Totally could, especially when you don't have to give him the contract. You got him locked up for this year. He's going to make 13-something or whatever it is. the franchise. What's the franchise tag for this year?
I think it is 13 and a half.
Okay, right. So he's going to make that for 1 year.
Yep.
See what he is with Watson. And oh, by the way, what if Watson misses half the year? What if he misses the whole year? Then you sign this guy to a long-term deal and you didn't even get to see the value with him playing with Watson? I don't know. To me, it just doesn't add up.
I would say that as far as Andrew Berry is concerned, this is another one of those. You remember what we said around draft time? I trust Andrew Berry. Doesn't mean that you can't second guess him. I don't mean it like that. But I feel like this is one of those where if he has that strong of a feeling that I want to get this guy under contract now because they do believe, and they franchise tag is about $11 million for David Njoku. But I think it almost feels like Andrew Berry, this is just trust the guy, you know, and I'm okay with that. Certain positions, he hasn't been willing to do that. Certain players, he hasn't been willing to do that. There's no doubt that David Njoku can be one of the top tight ends in the game. Now, doing it and having the potential to do it are two totally different things. But I feel like this is one of those Andrew Berry, he knows what's best. He's going to make the right decision. So the long-term deal would be in the neighborhood of $13 million a year, according to reports. I mean, Dustin, the way contracts are right now, in 2 years, $13 million might end up being, I don't want to say a bargain, but you got wide receivers making $30 million. And if you're, if you're a tight end, which a lot of times we lump tight end with those wide receivers anymore, like you've got tight ends that are saying, you know, hey, I'm used or just as much as a wide receiver is, and I have more targets or just as many targets as a wide receiver. So if that's going to be the case, $13 million might end up being a bargain. But we're just curious. As we go to break here, a lot of good going out in Berea. I know we focused on a lot of the negative, and obviously because it's happening and we're waiting for decisions and all that sort of thing. But a lot of good going on out in Berea and on that practice field. But David Njoku is not on the field. OTA's going on. And really, a lot of good news out there. Deshaun Watson looked great throwing the football. And everybody's getting along. Everybody's happy. Everybody's embracing this guy. And the one guy that was, I don't want to say it was like a huge absence, but it did. Where's David Njoku? He went to one of the Bahamas trip with Deshaun Watson, and here's a focal point of the offense, you would think, and one of the big weapons they have. So where is David Njoku? Now, we know the Browns and Njoku are in conversations and pretty close, depending on who you believe, to locking down an extension, possibly in the neighborhood of $13 million a year. He's on the franchise tag right now that pays him $11 million per year. But the idea that he's not here, like D'Ernest Johnson.
He's here. And by the way, he hasn't signed his tender yet.
Yeah.
His tender's for like $2.4 million. The deadline passed April 22nd, which means no other team can negotiate with him anymore.
Right.
And he's still here participating. And he can only negotiate with the Browns for a long-term deal or sign his tender for the 2.4.
Yeah.
He's here.
So David,
by the way, I'd be here too if I was him. The Browns just drafted a running back.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to stay home and let that guy get all the reps? No way.
Now let's use that as far as David Njoku. Is he looking at this going, well, hey, Austin Hooper's out of the way. I'm going to be, yes, Harrison Bryant, they drafted as well. They've got high hopes for, but you know, I'm the guy right now. So if they, I don't know if it's protecting yourself. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but him not being out, it feels like an agent in his ear saying, you know, just wait till we get this thing cleared up and taken care of. But, you know, get out there with your teammates. Yeah, again, you went to the Bahamas trip. You went on the Bahamas trip, certainly for some fun in the sun. But, you know, get out on the football field. So, want to hear from you. 216-578-0092. David Njoku, not at OTAs and hasn't shown up yet. And also, just talking about this extension, is this a guy that Andrew Berry should be looking to extend now? Dustin's right. I can't argue as far as the production over the years. This is based on upside. This is based on potential. And you're either going to look really good or you're going to look really bad.
Yep.
And that's it. Because in terms of has he earned it to this point? No. 216-578-0092. Let's hear what you have to say. Dylan is first up on the fan. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I kind of am in the camp of you sign him. As you alluded to, he was very raw when he came out of Miami. And,
yeah, I mean, he never played tight end before.
He had some bumps in the road, but I really think he's progressed well. And when you look at, you know, when you look at a guy and your own guy, I'm a firm believer that you got to pay your own guys. You know, that's as a president. And I don't really have a problem with him not being in camp because, you know, at this point, because he and Ernest Johnson are two different points in their careers and two different situations. And you're probably right. There probably is an agent saying, listen, let's not risk anything. We're really close in getting this an extension. But I think, you know, Barry is really ahead of the curve when he starts looking at signing players because they all know the salary cap is going to explode in the next couple of years. So this is just preemptive. And again, they're going to sign him to a team-friendly deal regardless. So signing him now or pissing people off by signing him to a franchise tag, I really don't believe in signing him to a franchise tag. And I think they just did that to look at the times of what they're going to have available. With Juice Landry not coming back, there's money there. As you alluded to, with Hooper not coming back, there's money there. Get it. Pay your own people first before you start paying a free agent. That's all I got, guys.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate the call. Travis Kelce probably is the highest paid tight end, I'm guessing, in football. And I think his deal is in just 20 or just above, maybe something like that.
George Kittle's actually the top paid at $15 million. Travis Kelce's just under that at just under 14 and a half.
I thought Kelce had just restructured. Or are they in conversations to do that?
They may be not in conversations positive. To do that, but
wow. Okay. So, you know, if you put George Kittle out there as, you know, he's the top paid tight end at $15 million per, David Njoku at 13, I think this is Andrew Berry, kind of like what Dylan said. In a year from now, this guy is going to be a huge part of the offense, you hope, and also a guy that when you break this down and you're looking at the numbers, you're looking at the salary cap, you're looking at what he's earning compared to other top tight ends, 13 is going to be right about that sweet spot. I mean, it is a gamble. Look, there's no other way around this. This is a gamble, and I think for the most part, we've trusted Andrew Berry. I think what's interesting, Dustin, do you think if Baker Mayfield was still the quarterback of the Browns, do you think that Andrew Berry is as excited or looking to extend David Njoku? Like, does this have as much to do with David Njoku's upside as it does, man, the idea of Deshaun Watson throwing the football to him? Do you think that I think that kind of weighs into this a little bit?
Yeah, no, I totally does. I mean, the idea of having this amazing dynamic quarterback that can make all the throws, that can, you know, create plays, extend plays with his legs is what I'm trying to say. You know, your tight end's your safety valve. And, you know, he's always had success with his tight ends when he was in Houston, and I think that they're just kind of banking on that Baker just wasn't as good as Deshaun, and all of a sudden Njoku's got all this ability, and they're going to get the most out of it.
I look at Njoku, too, as a vertical threat.
He's very fast.
Right, and so for a team that is looking for vertical threats, now Amari Cooper, look, one thing that's great about Amari Cooper is I think every level, that route tree, he checks every box. Anthony Schwartz is a burner, but he still has a long way to go. He still has a lot to prove. You hope Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to take that next step. But I think with David Njoku, now he's got to catch the ball. You're exactly right. I mean, that's the number one. If you're a pass catcher, you have to catch those
the ball.
Passes. Yeah, exactly. But I think David Njoku, for a team, and maybe they still are looking to add Will Fuller, for a team that's looking to get vertical and have vertical threats, to have it at that position, which I think they do in David Njoku, and he's a matchup nightmare.
Sure,
6'5" and as athletic as he is. But I'm curious, do people have an issue with him not being there, or is this just business as usual? Again, there are other guys here that are, you know, at OTAs, participating at OTAs. Kevin Stefanski made a point to say they're voluntary. Really, a lot of the coaches will say that. do you think deep down they're like, yeah, we kind of like David out here. You know, we've got our new quarterback here. We don't know. And you know, you brought up a good point, Dustin. Like, if Deshaun Watson is suspended, and we're going to try to avoid that for much of the day in terms of, you know, what we think, what we know, all that stuff. But let's just say he is, you know, could he also benefit, and could the Browns benefit, and could Jacoby Brissett benefit from having him out there, you know, getting as much time as you can? Because you're limited nowadays.
I think everyone could benefit from having him out there.
Yeah, yeah. And you're limited as far as CBA and how much time you can have and do have. So, yeah, I think it's one of those. I understand you're getting the contract worked out. I could better understand him not being there if we had heard, which we haven't, at least from what I've understood. If they're miles apart, then okay, then that's like a strategy right now that he's employing. Like, no, if you're that close, I would think it would be okay. Hey, on good faith, you guys are talking with my agent, my side. It's looking good. Let's get out there and do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.